To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wit is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the truth.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do
it. I love it when you call me Big
Pop. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benzes, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Check it out. Now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports with DJ Cope Dog and DJ Showtime. You can check our show 6 to 7 p.m. Friday nights. Check them out. So we're going to continue with this NFL action from last week. So what we got here for our next game over here?
We got Carolina in Washington, D.C. against the Redskins.
And yeah, so Carolina took this one up.
Yeah, they're only their second win of the season. They're now 2-6, and Washington is 3-6. 21-13, Panthers. It was a matchup of two pretty good quarterbacks, Cam Newton, RG3.
Yeah, so that was the old rookie beast against the new rookie, his little prodigy or whatever. Cam Newton, he showed him what was up, though. So Cam Newton took that one. Robert Griffin has had a hell of a season, though.
Besides but that he's not Superman.
He is no Superman. Like, I don't think he's having the same year as Cam Newton did last year. I think his numbers were a little more ridiculous, Sam.
But he protects the football, though. RG3, he doesn't throw too many picks. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he didn't throw any TDs or any picks this game. And he ran for, 53 yards. I think after that, you remember he got that concussion in like week 7 or whatever. I think he's starting to slide a little more, maybe get out of bounds before he's taking those big hits.
He's being smarter.
Yeah, but that guy, he's a competitor though, for sure. Yeah, so they went down to 3-6.
Yep.
Carolina went down to, or they went up, so they're 2-6 now. Cam Newton's numbers, he went 13 for 23, 201 yards and a TD. And he also ran for a touchdown and ran for 37 yards. Yeah, so these guys are kind of the same player. I think Cam Newton's just a little more, he's a little bigger, I think.
How tall is he?
Cam Newton?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd guess like 6'2 or something.
Nah, he's got to be a little bit taller than that.
You think so, as a quarterback?
What is Manning, 6'5"?
Yeah, that's true.
He's pretty close.
Yeah, he's 6'5".
6'3", maybe.
Yeah, that could be it. I'm like 6'3".
RG3 had 53 rushing yards. So, I mean, every game, Newton and Griffin, they're going to pick up some yards on the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to mix it up.
Yeah, they're dangerous. Those QB spies aren't going to keep them contained all game, I don't think.
Yeah, and if you come after them, put a little pressure, blitz them, they'll find a way to scramble, get out of there.
Yeah, they'll find a way to run.
If they'll Alex get out Smith of can do it, then they can.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All right, so what was this, Saturday, Sunday night game? We had the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants. What is that ruckus? Yeah, so they won. Pittsburgh Steelers took this one 24-20. That was a close game, I think. Eli had a shot at the end, too.
Yeah, Pittsburgh 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. That was the difference.
Yeah, my dad actually, he hates Eli Manning. Like, Eli Manning had the choice. Remember that draft day? I think it was like 2004, maybe he was in the league, or he just started, and he wanted to get on the Chargers. They drafted him. He didn't want to go. So ever since then, my dad has not liked him. As a matter of fact, I'm giving my dad his birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Pops.
Happy birthday.
If you're listening. Yeah, so Big Ben had a good game in this one. So he threw for, nice, all right game, I guess. Threw for 216 yards, 2 TDs, and 1 pick. Eli, no touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
Yeah, he's definitely a good player. He's up there on the top quarterbacks.
It looks like they just had one offensive touchdown.
Who, the Giants?
The Giants, yeah.
Did they have a defensive touchdown?
They must have.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't see it in the stats. Yeah, but anyway, so the backup, Rashad Mendenhall for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's been out. He's been out with his sore calf or whatever he has. I think his legs are hurting. So Isaac Redman, that big running back, he stepped it up for him. He ran for 147 yards and a TD. So that was nice. And these are a battle of 5-3 and 6-3 right here. Pittsburgh came out on top. So So what you thinking over here for that was the Sunday night game, Dallas and Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta, they stayed unbeaten. 8-0 now. 19-13 over Dallas, America's team. For all you Patriots out there. Let's look at the stats for this one.
Yeah, I hate the Cowboys. I call them America's team.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there.
Because it's in Texas?
Yeah, it's in.
Is that the
thing
deal?
It's been around for a while.
Unreal.
From their glory days. Matt Ryan, look at him. Kind of an interesting line. 24 for 34 passing. 342 yards. Great day, but no touchdowns. Can you explain that, Cope Dog?
You know what? I'm not sure I could. They just, I mean, I guess they never just found it in the, had no big plays with their, the big wideouts. They got Julio Jones. They got Roddy White. I mean, both of them went over 100 yards receiving. So, you know, I mean, it just doesn't really make sense how he didn't have any touchdowns. But, I mean, I guess in the red zone, they had Michael Turner run for a touchdown.
Yeah, Tree Trunk Turner. We were talking about him earlier.
Tree Trunk Turner. Yeah, so both of their star wideouts went for over 100. Julio Jones, 5 for 129. And Roddy White, 7 for 118.
Yeah, Jones going large, averaging almost 26 yards a carry. Only 5 catches, over 100.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I mean, I feel like every single time with the Falcons, it's either Roddy White having the game or it's Julio Jones having the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they're playmakers.
Each one of them, like, picks up the other slack, though. It's not like it's rare that they both have, like, a big game. You know?
Yeah, that's just a great play calling on the offense. It's a good wide receiving tandem they got, and they spread the ball around to them.
Yeah. But, I mean, I notice it because I have Julio Jones on my fantasy team, so he's out there getting me points one week, and then all of a sudden he has, like, he didn't get any receptions, like, no yards, and it's like, what? What the heck happened? What you thinking on Monday night game here?
Yeah, the Eagles, dream team of last year, and the New Orleans Saints, 28-13. Saints took that one. What's their record now? They're, I want to say 3-5. But let's look at Drew Brees. What did he do? 21 for 27, very accurate. 239 yards. Pair of TDs to go with it. He had Mark Ingram, former Heisman Trophy winner. He had only 7 carries. He averaged over 4 yards a carry, though. Punched one in the end zone for a score.
Yeah, how you liking the Saints, man? They're coming back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the defense still doesn't cut it for me. It's not a...
Yeah, of course. The defense, I mean, the Saints defense has always been, like, low, like 25th in the league.
Except when they were getting paid $1,000, a couple thousand a hit.
Yeah.
Had that extra motivation.
Yeah, they need Jonathan Vilma back in that middle linebacker.
They got him back. He's.
I think he's still hurt, though.
He was playing last game. I saw him.
Was he really?
Yeah.
How'd he do?
He's good. He just doesn't have the supporting cast around him he had the last couple of years.
Yeah, the Saints has never been known for their defense, I'll tell you that. Like, it's pretty much like, hey, Drew Brees, score more points than them. And then we'll win the game. Like, our defense will try to slow them down the best they can, but it's pretty much on that offense. Ain't that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so Saints, they are now 3-5 after starting the season 0-4, I believe. They got their first win after 4 losses, and, like, no, nobody really saw that coming.
Taking 3 of their last 4.
Yeah, they're starting to come back. So all you can see, like, all these big teams. Remember, Green Bay was struggling in the beginning. They starting to win four in a row, three in a row. Denver. Actually, no, Denver was always doing all right. But, I mean, you see these good teams. You see New England. New England's been winning the last couple weeks. All these big-name teams, all these quarterbacks, they start figuring it out. I guess they just had to warm up a little bit, huh? What you looking at over here, Showtime?
Just looking at the standings right now in the NFL. I mean, the Saints, they're in a tough division. So, they're 3-5. Tampa Bay's actually ahead of them. Who would have thought that? 4-4. And then the Falcons, of course, on top. 8-0. So, the Saints are starting to come back, but... hey, it's going to take a miracle for them to overtake this division. Yeah, five games back halfway through the year.
They could still do a playoff push.
Wild card.
They can gun for them. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons, I mean, they're looking like, I can't say it too early, but I mean, it looks like they're going to clinch the division. Yeah, just say the Super Bowl. 8-0, but hey, you know who they're playing, Atlanta Falcons, who they're playing next week? I believe they're playing the Saints.
Well, there you go. All starts with that game.
There it is.
That's a big opportunity.
Saints, I think they're going to leave their mark right there. I'm a maker prediction.
Hey, that could be a huge turning point.
I think the Saints are going to take that one. Hand those Falcons
their first
loss. You heard it here first.
Sounds like a prediction.
I'm going to say a big 48-35.
So if you had to make just a Super Bowl prediction right now, what would you say?
Oh, a Super Bowl prediction, huh?
Who versus who, and what would the score be?
I mean, I haven't even really thought about that.
Just a quick one.
Like, I'm going to put my Niners in there. The Niners are going to, not my Niners, but you
Your
know.
Your Niners.
I know, but I'm a fan, kind of.
Our Niners.
We could say ours. I wouldn't say Raiders in this situation, but I'm going to go Niners. Can it be Niners-Packers?
No, they're both in the NFC.
Damn. Let's go Niners-Texans.
Yeah, that's what I think I said that a couple of weeks ago. I predicted Niners over the Texans. I think I said... 24-13.
Niners, that's in the Super Bowl prediction?
Yep.
You already making your Super Bowl predictions like
that?
A
couple weeks ago, and I'm sticking to it.
Jeez. Hey, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's looking like, you know, that's a possibility.
Two first place teams.
7-1 against 6-2 right now. As a matter of fact, that 7-1 team, Houston Texans, are playing the 7-1 Bears.
Yeah, so that could be a loss for them. And Niners are playing the Rams at home, division game, and they usually take care of business.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Niners on that one. But what you think for the Texans and Bears? What is that, Monday night or Sunday night?
Sunday night. It's in Chicago, and with their D up there, they're 6th in yards allowed. And I think 1st or 2nd in points allowed, the Chicago defense. So still led by Brian Urlacher. They're at home. So
and that boy Charles Tillman.
Yeah. So on third downs, it's going to be loud. And, I mean, the Texans, they know what they're doing on the road, at home, wherever. They're 7-1. So I say the Texans.
You're going to go with Texans?
Yep.
Fine. Then I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going to say the Bears on that one.
Texans' offense is too strong.
I think they're going to have Jay Cutler's little diabetes pack ready to go. He's going to get his little sugar on the sideline. He'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, I think that Bears D is, I think it's the best in the NFL by like a good margin. They just make plays. Charles Tillman, I swear, he's stripped. Like, I don't know how many highlights I've seen of him this year. He's got a couple touchdowns run back for, or a couple interceptions run back for touchdowns. I mean, he's been forcing fumbles all over the place. That defense is a force.
How about the last game we're going to talk about from, it was actually from yesterday. And guess who is 6-3? The Colts.
Led by the Rook.
If you would have said the Indianapolis Colts were going to be 6-3 midway through the year, before the season started, I would have said no way.
You would have said no way.
Of course, the Texans are in their division, so, I mean, it's still early, you know, they got plenty of time, but it's a tough division.
What do you think? The Colts, Colts a playoff team?
Well, I mean, Luck, when he throws a touchdown, they say, that's not Luck, but whatever. Reggie Wayne, though, I mean, they got Clever. Luck. Reggie Wayne, having a career year, been around forever. One of the few pieces that they kept in Indy, traded away a lot of their other longtime players, Dallas Clark, for instance. But Luck just loves to hook up with Reggie Wayne.
Hey, I mean, that's a smart move on his part.
Yeah.
You know, a rookie coming in, you're going to look to your veterans to pick you up. And believe me, Reggie Wayne's been there before. So, I mean, he is having a career year. He's leading the league right now with, I think, like 850 yards receiving. He's lacking on the TDs, though. He's only got 3 touchdowns this year. But, like, when it comes to yards, he's doing the best out there right now.
Yeah, he'll get you down there to the red zone. So, if their defense could stay decent like they've been playing, I think they can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It'll be tough to overtake Houston. But they can make the wild card.
Yeah, they don't got to overtake them. They just got to have a good enough record to get in. They can get in the wild card.
And they beat Jaguars 27-10 yesterday. Jaguars 1-8. We said they were missing mojo. And it showed.
So yeah. Maurice Jones-Drew, if you're listening, man, come back. I need you. My fantasy team needs you. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to come back at you with some NBA scores, highlights, whatever. But you're listening to All Sorts of Sports, DJ Cope Dog, and DJ Showtime on radio.dominican.edu.
$50 bills, keep it 20s, dummy. I'ma go get a bitter, old nigga, a spitter. Gold digger, couldn't dig yourself a chip. Dig yourself a hole, told him I was cold from the bed. 00 man, need more bows in my shit. Holes in my whip, more till I'm rich. I'm rich.
Ladies, they love me. They eyes are on my money. They pay me and I stuff, and I can have any girl I want.
I got
them
like,
go shawty, go.
I got them like,
go shawty. Go.
Black Beamer, blue Benz, red Bentley. Yeah. Audemars, sporty, y'all, all of y'all petty. Heavy metal hanging chain dingling on me while I'm bopping. I can see the whole crowd watching while we rocking, copping, bottle popping, pop a cork like a sport. Get a hating on the nose when I open my rolls. LVs and G's all over my clothes. Bank rolls everywhere, banks go, she ain't yours. Spark flows, mine's like an automatic. Mac 11, the dummy dumb, acquired all the static. I got a habit, I'm fucking like an addict. Area code scattered from the way I work magic. So tragic, nigga run up on me wrong. Grown ass whipping by 2:30 in the morning. Cases of white brown and bottles of the dome. Crone and girls on my own. It's on.
Ladies, they love me. They eyes are on my money. They pay me and I stunt. And I can have any girl I want.
I got them like,
go shawty, go.
Go shawty, go.
Let me see you go shawty. Show me all the things you do with your body. Baby, this is your party. Come and get this dough from me. Shout it, ladies, they love me. They eyes are on my money. They pay me and I stunt. And I can have any girl I want.
I got
them
like, go shawty, go.
Shawty, go.
Shawty, you gotta sing for me.
she wanna put that thing on me. Show me what you got, girl. Yo, I got a lot, girl.
Charlie, won't you go? Go.
I'm young, but a nigga from the old school. I'm the dance floor, a nigga doing old moves. I don't give a fuck, I do what I want to. I hit your ass up, boy, I don't want you. Better listen when I talk, nigga, don't trip. Yo, heat in the car, mine's in this bitch. I ain't tryna beef, I'm tryna get my drink on. Now my diamonds, my fitted and my mink on. I'ma kick it at the bar till it's time to go. Then I'ma get shorty head and I'ma let her know. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit. 50 coming out your stereos. Hard to tell though, cause I switched the flow. Eyes a little low, cause I twist the jaw. Pockets on swole, cause I moved the O's. My neck, my wrist, my ears is froze. Come get your bitch, she on me, dawg. She must have heard about the dough. Now, Captain, come on and say low. I get it crunk in the club, I'm off the chain. Number one on the chart all the time, man. When the kid in the house, I turn it out. Keep the dance floor pack, that's without a doubt. But shorty shake that thing like a bro, man. She backed it up on me, I'm like, oh man. I got close enough to her so I knew she could hear. System thumping, party jumping, I said loud and clear. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit.
Welcome back. This is All Sorts of Sports, radio.dominican.edu. All Sorts of Sports, that airs every Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And we got some NBA action, and this is the first time on All Sorts of Sports we've talked about NBA, huh?
I believe it is. Yeah. Got all these dancers. We got dancers outside our stage, and they're distracting us. They're just jumping up and down. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, our radio station right here, our little room is right next to the Angelico Concert Hall.
They're making a ruckus. It's like, my goodness.
Yeah, they're running by the room.
Yeah, so basketball season is here. We got the first four or five games underway. We're looking over here at the Milwaukee Bucks and the Washington Wizards. Washington's 0-4, so they're that's not the greatest team to be looking at. Milwaukee Bucks 3-1 though. They took this one 101-91. And that just happened maybe 30 minutes ago. Yes, yeah, so I like this combo with the Milwaukee Bucks. They got Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings. Of course the Warriors let Monte go. So I'm kind of pissed about that. But yeah, he's looking solid on this team with Brandon Jennings across from him. That's another guard for him.
Yeah, he's fitting in nicely. Monte loves to get the ball, scores a lot of points.
Yeah, he's definitely a scorer. He led their team with 22 tonight. I mean, he's also a playmaker, though, so, I mean, every now and then he's going to turn the ball over. So he had both him and Brandon Jennings had 6 turnovers. But, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks are looking all right, 3-1. I don't know who these three – I mean, they got three big guys on the court starting, kind of nobodies. I don't know who their name is. I don't know who that is. And Washington Wizards main man, John Wall, I think he's injured at the moment.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah, he's not in there. So, I mean, that 0-4, they're not looking too hot. Let's move on over another game that just happened a couple moments ago. We have the new Brooklyn Nets.
Not New Jersey no more.
We got the Brooklyn. So Brooklyn's got another team. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, what do you think of their new uniforms?
I do like those new uniforms.
You got the black and white.
Yeah, those are
simple.
Sick.
They're keeping it classy, right?
those are tight. Yeah, I like them. Yeah, so that's Jay-Z's idea.
Yeah, credits to Jay-Z, giving them a new look.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brooklyn, I mean, they got a good team, I think.
Yeah, they do. In the last year and a half, they made some pretty good acquisitions. Got Stanford's Brooke Lopez, big guy
up there. Like him.
He's a flopper. They got Darren Williams, great point guard.
Yeah, they signed Darren Williams again.
Yeah, multiple time All-Star. And then what about Joe Johnson from the Hawks? He was the Hawks' best player.
That was a big pickup for
sure.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, I think Josh Smith on the Hawks is going to miss him looking out. But, yeah, that's definitely a good pickup. I like that. I like that little fit in there.
Yeah, they're 2-2.
Yeah, I want the Nets to do good. Because last year they were pretty horrendous.
Yeah, they were.
And I like Darren Williams at the point guard. He's a G. He's good.
Yeah, it should be interesting when the Nets play the Knicks this year.
Oh, I know. That's a good little rivalry. That's going to be a wild game, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that could turn into a new rivalry. That'd be cool. Because Darren Williams, I mean, he's one of the top point guards in the league. I mean, I think he's top 5 at least.
Definitely.
And, like, I don't think he's ever been recognized as much as he should because of his team doing so bad. His team sucked last year. They were not good. And the Orlando Magic, I mean, I guess they're 2-3 right now. But they just lost their big man, Dwight Howard. Their point guard, Jameer Nelson, he's hurt right now. So I have no idea who they could possibly have that's scoring points for them.
Yeah, not Turkoglu.
Not Turkoglu. The Turk is out. I don't know where he is. Did he get traded or what?
I don't even know because I don't think nobody really knows too much about the Magic. They're kind of under the radar these days. They're
at least this year.
Team.
When Dwight Howard was on the team, they're going to be right up there with the chatter.
Yeah.
But I mean they got a Flalo from the Nuggets. He was a big defensive player. I wouldn't say he's a huge offensive contributor. But I mean in the score you could show like they do not have a lot of offensive weapons. Scored 68 points and the Brooklyn Nets took him out 107-68. So they were struggling. They were struggling to find some points, huh? I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that.
The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. What do we got next? We got the Celtics and the 76ers. And this one still going.
Oh, we got a little
quarter.
Live action right now.
Minute 44 left. Pretty close game. Still anybody's game, really. Celtics down by 6, 194 against Philly.
Against Philly. Philly's looking all right.
Yeah, not bad. They're
I bet Boston wouldn't mind having Ray Allen back on the court for these threes to get knocked down.
Yeah.
They only got a minute left. They're down six. Where's your three-point shooters? Probably look to Paul Pierce.
Yeah, I guess the big three now is Pierce, KG, and Rondo, huh?
Oh, and they got a new addition in Jason Terry.
Oh, yeah.
I do like Jason Terry.
Veteran, yeah.
He's nimble.
Yeah, he's a good player. He can pop those threes.
Definitely. He's a little streaky guy.
Yeah. Headband on. You got to be fast if you got a headband on.
Yeah.
You just know it.
You better be fast.
It's like in baseball when you got the high socks, you know?
Yeah.
Paul Pierce. He's Paul Pierce.
Yeah, Paul Pierce, that's what makes him so, like, it's so funny because he's got his doughy physique and he's real slow. But then all of a sudden he's just going to hit a jumper in your eye. Like he'll just knock down the jumper every time. Like he'll step in and then all of a sudden he can beat you off the dribble with a slow ass dribble though. He's not the fastest stepper. I don't think. Boston Celtics though, they're 2-2. Philadelphia as well, they're 2-2. So the season is just underway right now.
How about got a game coming up in about a half an hour? Warriors at the Lakers.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Somebody from the Lakers was fired today. Head coach, Mike Brown, after the slow start. First of all, the Lakers were 0-8 in preseason. But that's just preseason, right? That's forgivable. Yeah. But they're 1-4 to start the regular season. So Mike Brown just got canned.
You think that chatter started in like the preseason? Because, I mean, the preseason, the Lakers were 0-8.
Yeah, it had to have.
You think, they probably started talking about maybe letting this coach go.
Yeah, it's only 1 week into the regular season, he's gone. So, man.
That sucks.
And it's not a shortened season either, like last year, so.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't handle the triangle offense they got going on, I don't know. Or all the stars they've been working with. I think Kobe's got to be able to deal with having Dwight Howard on there. Like there's another beast down low. I think he's got to start working with him a little bit. What you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, the Lakers, they don't have much of a bench, but they do have all the star power in the world now. You got five potential Hall of Famers out there. Would you consider him a world peace? Maybe not him. But
I wouldn't consider him a Hall of Famer.
They got world peace. They got Howard, Nash, Kobe, Gasol. That's crazy.
I mean, I think it's going to... Nash isn't really too much in the picture for me. He's 37 years old. Like, he's getting old. I don't think he has the same stuff he's had.
Yeah, in preseason, he didn't look too good. And I thought that was just preseason, but he hasn't really found it yet. And you know, last year they had Ramon Sessions. I thought he fit really well with their offense at point guard.
Oh yeah.
But they don't have him anymore. They got Nash, so you know, I would have kept Sessions.
You think so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You think they got Nash for cheap?
Did they?
I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't think he would be like too expensive. Like, I think his name is worth a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, he's 37 years old. He could definitely still pass. He's always been a passer. But, like, without that versatile, like,
that's what he does,
take
though.
You to the rack, or I'm going to shoot it, or I'm going to pass it. Like, you know?
That's his strength, though, passing. And he can still do that. He can get the ball to Kobe, Gasol.
Yeah, definitely. But without, like, the options of going to the rack, like, all that other stuff. Oh.
Yeah, it's about time to wrap up, Cub Dog.
So yeah, we looking like our time is a little bit over. We lost track real quick.
Just really quick, what do you think about the Lakers-Warriors today? Think the Lakers will pull that out?
Absolutely not. I'm a Warrior fan all the way.
All right.
I'm thinking even though we lost a key addition, we got lost to Brandon Rush. That's too bad.
Tough.
He's
left
out for the season.
Tough to watch.
I know. That hurt. He was up in the air. Any kind of really contact is going to throw you off course. Yeah. And he just landed funky.
Now the season, even more so for the Warriors, rests on Bogut's and Curry's injuries, you know, their ankles. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. And Bogut just got shut down for 7 to 10 days. Ouch.
I'd say tape it up and you get on out there. All right, we're going to wrap it up now. You are listening to All Sorts of Sports. Tune in next week, Friday, 6 to 7. Keep on listening on radio.dominican.edu.
And stay classy.
Peace out.
My finger is on the button. Push the button.